Hello and welcome to the Central Fellowship Hour. The Central Fellowship Hour comes to you from the sanctuary of Central Fellowship Baptist Church in Macon, Georgia. Stay with us on today's program for uplifting music and a message from the Word of God. In just a moment, we'll hear from Dr. Rodney Queen, Senior Pastor of Central Fellowship. Central Fellowship is a Bible-believing assembly committed to solid growth, celebrative worship, responsible stewardship, and effective prayer. To learn more about this exciting church, visit the website at centralfellowship.org. That's www.centralfellowship.org. And now, here's Senior Pastor of Central Fellowship, Dr. Rodney Queen.
Let me ask you to turn to the book of Proverbs, chapter number 5 tonight. Proverbs 5. And tonight I want to speak to you on the subject of sexual sins of the mind and the heart. Some of the sexual sins that we have mentioned in the last few weeks have to do with actual acts of the flesh, actual participation in fleshly sin. But tonight I'm going to speak to you about sexual sin that is short of fleshly participation. But this is a sin of the mind and a sin of the heart. And I do realize this is a delicate subject, and I am going to deal with it in a delicate way. And tonight I want you to, I'm going to go right by the Word of God. Let me say that parents, we must expose our kids to what the Word of God says about delicate things. And I want to look here in chapter 5. I want to begin reading down. Well, let me just draw your attention to verse 3. It mentions a strange woman. And it speaks there about the lips of a strange woman drop as a honeycomb, and her mouth is smoother than oil. But her end is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to hell, or go down to death, for her steps take hold on hell. Lest thou should ponder the path of life, her ways are movable, that thou canst not know them. But I want you to notice the phrase in verse 3, strange woman. Go on down to verse number 15. The command is, drink waters out of thine own cistern, and running waters out of thine own well. But let me just stop here just for a moment so that you understand what's being spoken of here. This is speaking about sexual relationship in a marriage. And I want you to notice the possessive language that is spoken here. Did you see that in verse 15? Thine own cistern, thine own well. Verse 16, thy fountain. Here's an admonition to drink waters out of your own well. Verse 17, let them be only thine own. Now contrast that with the strange woman. He's saying here, the satisfaction should be from thine own and not strangers with thee. Verse 18, let thy fountain, notice possessiveness, let thy fountain be blessed. Rejoice with the wife of thy youth. Let her be as the loving hind in pleasant roe. Let her breast satisfy thee at all times. Be thou ravaged always with her love. And here's a question. Why wilt thou, my son, be ravaged with a strange woman and embrace the bosom of a stranger? We'll come back to that question, but keep reading. For the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he pondereth all his goings. In other words, God sees what we do in secret. God knows when we are sinning in our mind and in our heart. in secret. Verse 22, his own iniquities shall take the wicked himself, and he shall be holden with the cords of his sins. Notice here it speaks of a captivity, it speaks about an addiction, it speaks about a bondage. Holden with the cords of his sins. And he shall die without instruction in the greatness of his folly. He shall go astray. I want you to think tonight about the sin of the mind and the heart with a strange person, with somebody you don't even know. And that takes place via pornography. It takes place looking at photographs. It takes place in the mind, in the heart, through the eye gate, looking at, observing that which God says is forbidden, which God says is not to be seen. We know that in the Old Testament there were some instances where a person was uncovered, and God says you are not to look upon the nakedness of another. God says that we are not to be filling our minds, our hearts, sexually with impure thoughts. What does the book of Philippians chapter 4, verse 7 and 8, what does it tell us to do? Whatever's lovely, whatever's pure, whatever's holy, you know, right, all those things, think on those things. Pornography is a very destructive thing. Generally speaking, this is a male sin. Does not mean that women do not look at pornography. I'm sure that women do, but not like men. Looking at a strange woman, God says that we're not to let our eyes look upon a maid. Our eyes are not to be filled with lust. Our eyes are not to be looking upon that which excites the flesh. Do little boys look at pornography? Yes, they do. This little boy looked at pornography. And I am 51 years old, and I can still remember what I saw as a little boy. Very tame as to what is seen today. But I remember the feeling that came over me, the scaredness, but yet an excitement of seeing something I wasn't supposed to see, and the palpitation of my little heart seeing something that was forbidden. And for you men that you know what I'm talking about, and by the way, I want to thank the Lord for some men in our church who have been open and honest and have shared some of the struggles that they have experienced and even still experience in temptation, but living in victory of that. Pornography is a very addictive thing. Looking at a little bit of it makes you want to look at a little bit more of it. And the curiosity factor continues on. You want to see more, want to see more, want to see more. And to see things that God says are not allowed. Why would you look? Why would you be ravaged? Why would you be curious about a strange woman? And why would you in your mind and in your heart participate in that? You see that guy there on the screen is by himself. But according to verse number 21, God knows what he's doing. God sees what he's doing. God is well aware of what's going on in our hearts and in our mind. Many of you are familiar with the name Kurt Franklin. And I just happened to realize I left what I was going to read on my desk. No, don't worry about getting it. Kurt Franklin, a while back, appeared on a national television show talking about his 20-year addiction. This is a gospel singer. Beautiful wife, beautiful children. But he admitted that he, for 20 years, from the time he was 9 years old to the time he was 29 years old, that was something that controlled him. He said he would sit there in his home, on the internet, looking at things that he should not look at. And isn't it so easy, even with your television remote, you can purchase things. If you have a cable box, you can purchase things that aren't right. And he said, I would sit there and watch those things. Soon as I would sin in watching that on the internet or on the television, said I would turn the TV off. I was so ashamed of myself. I was so condemning of myself. And I said, I'll never do that again. I felt so bad about it. Only the next day, do the same thing again and again and again.
You're listening to Dr. Rodney Queen on the Central Fellowship Hour. He'll be back with more in just a moment. Dr. Queen is senior pastor of Central Fellowship Baptist Church in Macon, Georgia, conveniently located on Highway 247 between Macon and Warner Robins, just across from the airport. The number you can reach the church, 478-781-2981. And we'd love to hear from you, 478-781-2981. Now here again is Pastor Rodney Queen on the Central Fellowship Hour.
You know, the devil is so clever in all that he has done to entrap people. Do you know that pornographers, they have purposely named websites to coincide with other types of websites that children would go to, hoping that they would not know what three letters put at the end, you know, .com, .net, .gov, or whatever. And a little child doing a book report on the White House can type in White House, and a child probably just puts .com. Well, that takes you to or at least it used to take you to a pornographic website. And the devil will do anything he can to give us a momentary look at some things, hoping that we will then go back and we'll go back and go back. God says to us to drink waters out of our own cistern and running waters out of our own well. And that speaks about the satisfaction of a relationship in a marriage, in the marriage bed, in the marriage, in the matrimony of the marriage holy bed. I want you to turn over to the book of 2 Corinthians just for a moment. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. And I want to plead with anybody here tonight that might have a problem, might have a great temptation in these type things. By the way, the continual participation in this sexual sin of the mind and the heart through pornography, it will lead to progression. It will lead to finally participating in sexual activity if it is not stopped. It begins in the secret place, but it will lead to the actual committing of sin. You know what the last part of 2 Corinthians chapter 6 is talking about? It's talking about being separate from evil, separate from sin. It's talking about there in verse 14, not to be unequally yoked with believers. What fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteous? What communion hath light with darkness? What concord hath Christ with Belial? What part hath he that believeth with an infidel? What agreement at the temple of God with idol? Just notice those five words. The word fellowship in verse 14. The word communion in verse 14. The word concord in verse 15. The word part in verse 15. And the word agreement in verse 16. What does sin and holiness, what kind of agreement do they have together? They do not have agreement. And that's why God is saying to be separate from these things. Be separate from things that are not righteous. And of course, pornography is not righteous. Pornography is sin. Notice the promise God says there in verse 16. He says, you're the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them, walk in them. I'll be their God. They shall be my people. Come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. And notice this next phrase, touch not the unclean thing. Don't touch it. Touch not that which is unclean. And God says, I will receive you and be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord God Almighty. Anytime we participate in any type of sin, whether it's sexual sin or other sin, that's an unclean thing that we are embracing. And it just doesn't fit in a saved person's life. It doesn't fit in a sanctified mind. It doesn't fit in a saved heart. And what does the first verse of the next chapter say? Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. God tells us in that verse two words. He says, cleanse ourselves. He says to cleanse ourselves from all filthiness. Do you see that? Cleanse ourselves from all filthiness. But he says that filthiness can be in two areas of your life. It can be in your flesh, meaning that you're filthy in your flesh and your activities and your participation. But he says you can also be filthy in what? Spirit. You see, a person can be, they can say, a young person could say, I'm virtuous. I'm a virgin. I've never committed sexual act, but yet at the same time can be filthy on the inside of their spirit. Their mind and their spirit, which I believe Lot's two daughters who were virgins, I believe they were rotten to the core on the inside because of what they were exposed to in Sodom, which when they got out of Sodom, you know what they did. And getting their daddy drunk and going into their daddy and having their daddy impregnate them. Doesn't sound like something that virtuous girls would do to somebody else, much less their own dad. So that's why the Bible tells us that we're not only to make sure that we physically do not commit sin, but we've got to make sure that we inwardly, in our spirit, in our mind, in our heart, in the secret place, that we're right, that we're not dirty, that we're not polluted, that we're not defiled. So cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and the spirit. And when we do that, what are we doing? We are perfecting, we are maturing that holiness in the fear of our God. Remember what the guy said this morning that we saw the little video clip when he found himself there stuck? He said, I thought I could make it. I thought I could make it on my own. And you cannot make it on your own. You cannot make it without accountability with other people, accountability to a mate, accountability to a good friend, accountability to brothers and sisters in Christ. We need each other. And what does a secret life of sexual sin, a secret life of sin in the mind and in the heart, what does it do? It begins to alienate us from the very people that we're supposed to have relationships with. That's the very thing that some men, husbands, are so wrapped up in pornography that it alienates them from their own fountain, their own well, their own cistern, their own wife. It'll also alienate men from other men. Instead of having a close, accountable relationship with another man, you start avoiding those close relationships. You don't want to talk to people. You don't want to open up because you are condemned in your own mind and in your own heart, and you're ashamed. This is one of the kind of sins that not too many people are walking down the aisle and saying, you know, I confess that I've got this problem. Can I give a testimony? And can I stand up and tell everybody I've got this problem? That this is the kind of the hush-hush sin that nobody wants to mention. But a lot of people have a problem with it. And so I felt like that I needed to share that tonight and at least open the door for us to talk about it and for us to acknowledge that it is going on. It is going on. It is going on right here. It is a problem that we must be aware of and guard ourselves from. Let's pray. The man that says, I thought I could make it, winds up like it says there in Proverbs 6. He becomes holden with the cords of his own sin. And it destroys relationships. It destroys his effectiveness. It destroys his walk with the Lord. And I keep referring to the male, but I'm sure that
There are females that also participate in viewing of pornography. Could I ask you tonight to please, right at this very moment, commit before God that I'll not put that wickedness before my eyes, that I will not look at a strange woman or a strange man, or meaning somebody that does not belong to me. I will enjoy the relationships that God has given me, but I will not sin against God in going outside of those confines. Would you commit that in your heart tonight? Would you commit in your heart tonight that I'll not be loose with the internet? I'll not be loose with my television viewing. And could I ask you tonight to do this? If you are struggling with this, would you tell somebody? Would you be open and tell somebody? And ask that one, that trusted Christian brother or sister, that confidant, that teacher or that pastor, would you tell them? And of course, if anybody tells any of you something like that, you better not share it. You better be confidential, because you'll answer to God about that. Don't dare violate someone's trust when they come to you and they share a prayer request with you. You take it to your grave with you, but you pray for that one. Hold them accountable. Ask them how they're doing. Let's pray for our kids. Let's pray for our children. Pray that a little boy or little girl at school or in the neighborhood doesn't expose our children to things that we don't want them exposed to. God, I pray you'd protect our children. Protect our teenagers. Protect our couples. Protect our adults. God, please help us to be holy, clean, thinking, clean living people. In Jesus' name.
You've been listening to the Central Fellowship Hour, coming to you from Central Fellowship Baptist Church in Macon, in the heart of Georgia. Central Fellowship is on Highway 247 between Macon and Warner Robins. Dr. Rodney Queen is the senior pastor and sincerely appreciates your response. Address your letter to Central Fellowship, 8460 Hawkinsville Road, Macon, Georgia, 31206. That's 8460 Hawkinsville Road, Macon, 31206. If you'd like to call, it's 478-781-2981. That's 478-781-2981. Or visit them online at centralfellowship.org. Join Pastor Queen and the assembly at Central Fellowship Baptist Church this same time next week, right here on the Central Fellowship Hour.